This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about the firing of University of Colorado Professor Ward Churchill. On July 24, 2007, the regents of the University of Colorado voted 8-1 to fire Ward Churchill, a controversial professor of ethnic studies. Over 20 faculty on three committees deliberated for 2 years, and in a unanimous vote concluded that Churchill was guilty of 4 counts of falsifying information, 2 counts of fabricating information, 2 counts of plagiarizing the works of others, and improperly reporting the results of studies. Some groups, including the ACLU, are crying foul because they believe that Churchill is being punished for calling some 9/11 victims little Eichmanns and stating that imperialist America got what it deserved on that fateful day. While admitting that Churchill's comments outraged and appalled us, and in the general public as well, university officials defended his right to speak freely. In addition to their basic constitutional rights, teachers and researchers, after a 5 to 7 year probationary period, are also protected by academic tenure. Even though there have been some abuses over the years, the principle of tenure has served the academic community very well for nearly a century. During the late 1970s, the University of Idaho, UI, Board of Regents, instituted a policy of automatic 5-year tenure review. The faculty union argued that this procedure was not only a waste of faculty time, but also undermined tenure as the presumption of continued competence. The new policy amounted to issuing 5-year renewable contracts. Tenure can be removed only when it has been determined that after full due process, a faculty member is professionally incompetent, has committed a felony conviction, or has fallen into moral turpitude. Working both in the courts and with faculty committees, the faculty union persuaded the regents to abolish automatic tenure review. The current policy is to have the reviews triggered by a department member or chair, or by the upper administration. Recently, the UI Center for Advanced Microelectronics in Post Falls has been under close scrutiny because of charges of financial mismanagement and retaliation against employees. The most serious charge involves an email that Gary Mackey, fired from heading the Post Falls Center, sent to a NASA official containing allegations against Kenneth Haas, a former employee at the center and one who informed authorities about the management problems. Haas has obtained an email through Idaho's open records law and has strongly denied the charges. He and his wife have also filed a whistleblower suit against the university. For over a year, a faculty member in Mackey's department has requested that Mackey undergo tenure review. UI President Tim White admitted that he's known about Mackey's email to NASA for a year, but he declined to comment because of pending legal action. Professor Mackey is entitled to the presumption of innocence and also full due process within university procedures. But if the charges are true, then there very well may be such a strong case of moral failure that it would justify the removal of tenure. Perhaps the university is worried about the millions of dollars in research funds that Mackey brings to Idaho, but the credibility of tenure is much more important than that. The University of Colorado investigated Ward Churchill, and now the University of Idaho has an obligation to take a close look at Gary Mackey's actions. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.